It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have local artist Kate Kilpatrick Miller, and we're going to talk about the Bookcliff mural that she's working on right now. This is a huge undertaking, 420 linear feet. It runs the entire block on the side of the Bookcliff sales building. We're going to kind of talk about how it came about, things that you may see in it, and, you know, the kind of when it might wrap up and be done, that you can go out and get out there and take a look at this and enjoy it. Kate, once again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, this is exciting stuff. And you know, we talked briefly about the Dragatis mural that you did on the side of the building, and it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And that looked like it took a lot of, you know, intricate work, and the car turned out perfectly. And that would be a question that I would ask you, and this is kind of a little, you know, curveball, but you should be able to answer this one. You're an artist, you can handle this one. What is tougher when you're doing things like that, to get like the details on a car and get them just right, or to get the details on the person?
Often it's the person, and it's the texture that you're working on. So if you're on brick, it's harder than, say, stucco or cinder block, because cinder block is less of a, you got all these lines when you're working on brick because you have that mortar, and that makes it more difficult.
And once again, if you want to go check that out, it's right there on First North in Price. Beautiful, beautiful mural that was there, because that's what that building was initially for.
Yeah, it was established in 1941, and my understanding is Harry was the number one seller in the West of Studebakers. And I just thought that was amazing. He did a lot with the Elks, and it was just really neat to learn more about him.
And so that one, you can go check that one out. And this one, once again, it's going to be huge. The Bookcliff mural, let's talk for a moment about how this came about and you know, where the idea kind of came from.
So Mary Ann Shiner, she had seen the work I had done at the Mecca for, I don't remember Daniel's last name. He has since sold the building, but, she was really excited to see that. And I guess Rick Shiner had always, for the past five or more years, has thought about putting a mural along there. And she came up to me about 3 years ago. I was having lunch at the Balance Rock and said, hey, I love your stuff. If I can find funding, would you be willing to do this? And I said, oh, I'd love to. And so, let's see, I think it was February or April, she called me up. She said she had found funding. And I had a big meeting with Mike Corianis, Jerry Gamber, the Shiners, so Rick and Kathy and Marianne were there, and also Amy Jesperson, and we talked about what should it be. We measured it. It's actually 429 feet. I've done research. It's the longest mural in Utah at the moment, so that's pretty exciting and could be a real pull into that area of Price because of that, for tourism and other things. But I asked them, well, what do you want? And that was really the design phase. And I think they wanted to show their pride of the area. And so they gave me their ideas. They wanted to make sure that most of the religions in the area were represented, which I did with the gathering places. So, you know, the Methodist Church, not Notre Dame, I was going to say St. Anthony's, that's Helper, Notre Dame, and the old Mormon tabernacle that has since gone. We've got that in there. And the Greek church as well. So we tried to put all of those in. And so I went to the drawing board, and what I've created is, it starts with the world and people coming from all over the world, some through the castle gate, some on the trains. It's got the railroad, it's got mining, it moves into the plants, the power plants. I have some imagery of actually inside the one that was demolished just recently in the past 10 years. And then into ranching and farming. And then ending, very well, I'm a big proponent of education, so I wanted to get that in there. So I've got a big eagle, and it talks about Carbon College, CEU, as well as USUE. So that's kind of the design of it.
So it's almost like, it sounds like you tried to do parts of it as like a timeline.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a timeline.
So, and once again, and that's awesome that you guys came up with these. And, you know, it was probably very difficult to decide, okay, this is going to make the cut. That's not going to make the cut, I would imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you start on these? Do you sketch it out or what do you do?
I actually like to sketch it out in blue pencil. Blue pencil is, you can't, it's non-photogenic. You can't Xerox it and that sort of thing. And it's lighter so that I don't feel tied to anything. And then once I feel good about it, then I'll pencil it in. And this one, of course, is a very long roll of paper because it's 429 feet. So after I had designed it, I came to another meeting with everyone that I had talked about, and they really liked it. There were some concerns, like Mike was concerned about using ReadyWatt because that's a trademark. So I went to the authorities of that and said, hey, can I use this? They're perfectly fine since it is our history. So, and you know, it's almost free advertising for them.
That's true.
If they okay it. And it's changed enough through trademark law that it'd be okay anyway. But we wanted to make sure they were good. And then also I needed to add some things. Kathy brought up some things about she had remembered growing up the Navajo working in the fields and other things. So we made sure to put that in. So there were just tweaks. But the starting design is really what's going up.
All right. And once again, I know that it's hard to put a timeline on something like this because it's such a massive undertaking. Do you have a rough idea or rough estimate of when it'll be completely finished?
Mid-September.
So you're moving on this thing then.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get it done. The weather's been really strange. You know, we had a lot of wind that delayed me with the Dragatis mural. And then, you know, we're getting this rain, intermittent rain. So it makes it a little tricky. And but we want to get it done before it gets too cold because you have to have an ambient temperature of about 60 degrees in order for the paint to cure. So
be looking for that. And then I know that, you know, in the couple of times that I've talked with Mike about it and things like that, he kind of almost feels like once this is completed and all of that, it could become like a gathering place for Price City to have events and things like that. So, you know, it's a lot of things that are going on. It is a massive undertaking, as you said, and it will run really the whole block.
Oh, yeah, it is the whole block. It's Carbon Avenue to First West.
So keep an eye on it. It's right there against the Bookcliff Sales Building. She's working on it now, hoping to have it finished about the middle of September. And you know what? It's so great that we have artists like you and other artists in the area that take the time to, you know, are willing to do these kinds of things. So thank you so much for coming in today, and thanks for what you're doing.
It's an opportunity, and I'm honored to show the pride I have for living here and hope everyone feels that. So.
All right. Kate, once again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's local artist Kate Kilpatrick Miller talking about the Bookcliff mural that's going up right now. Now, if you've got any questions about interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.